If you already have one particular type of candy, let's say you have 10 Kit Kats, and you go up to a house and they just happen to have a lot of Kit Kats, it's okay to walk away with nothing. If you've got 4 Kit Kats in your bag, that's enough. Move on.
Welcome to the No Dunks Podcast Series Squad, the classic that took 3 days to make. This is the show where we draft teams like we're the general manager, the only catch, the very specific draft pool that we're working from. I'm J.E. Skeets here in the virtual war room with my 4 rival GMs today. We got Tass, Trey, Lee, and the man making the magic happen. He's got his internet back. We all have our power back. It's JD. How's everybody doing?
Surviving. Yeah.
We're doing it, man. We're doing it. We're doing this podcast. It's exciting.
I can't believe it's finally happening.
I know. We had this scheduled for Wednesday, this squad episode, but JD was without power for like 24 hours, and then you miraculously get it back, and we're like, okay, good to go on Thursday, except, late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, whatever you want to call it, a tropical storm rolls through Atlanta, and it was crazy. Wow. I took the puppy out at 4 a.m. that morning. It was the apocalypse, guys. And I knew at that time, well, at least one of us isn't going to have internet come Thursday morning. Ended up like 3 of us didn't, so it had to get pushed back another day. But here we are, and this is a fun one. Halloween, now a day from now. It's tomorrow, this weekend. So our squad, it was suggested by Eric in Milwaukee. It's extremely straightforward. Halloween's this weekend, so we're going to find out who can draft the best / spookiest Halloween party. As always, we got 5 different categories to draft from. In the first round, we'll be drafting a Halloween candy. What one item are you stuffing in your pillowcase, okay? Or I guess you're handing out, in theory, at your Halloween party. In the second round, we'll be drafting a spooky movie from the tried and true standards like Hocus Pocus or Halloween or Nightmare on Elm Street to newer thrillers like Get Out. You got to have a scary flick to get you in the spirit. In the third round, we'll be drafting a Halloween activity. Carving pumpkins, a haunted house, apple bobbing, whatever. You get the idea. In the fourth round, we'll be drafting a Halloween song. All right. I can't wait for that one. And in the fifth and final round, we're going to draft, I guess, create our NBA-themed Halloween costume. Yes, we are firing up the pun gun, basically. Now, I think, guys, we should all agree that our previous NBA Halloween costumes are all off the board. You know, JJ Dedek and Serge Chewbacca and Danny Scream. All of those fun ones we did in the starters days. You can't repeat it. I mean, repeating a Halloween costume is pretty lame, let's be honest. So as long as you guys are cool with that, you got to come with something original.
I got a fresh costume waiting for you, Skeets.
That's good. That's good. I figured we had like extra days here to prepare for this one, so you better have something new. Okay, so this draft held via No Dunks rules. Each and every one of us get a crack at the number one pick in one of the 5 rounds. Guys draft hard, debate each other's selections, feel free to offer up trades, and remember that the listeners, or the Scream Team right now, yes, that's what they're calling themselves, the Stream Teamers. The No Dunks fans are ultimately going to decide who has drafted the best Halloween squad. We determined the draft order earlier this week. JD, you won the rights to pick first in the candy category.
Nice. Well, I've got first pick, and I'm willing to trade it away. If anyone,
yes, wow, yes, super, yes,
whoa,
yes, anyone who's passionate about this, because I'm okay. It's not that I'm not passionate about it. It's I cannot take the pressure. It's too much pressure on this first one out. I just want to give it away. So Skeets, you want to trade?
I would love to make you an offer. Okay. I was going to jump in. I don't know if you should have said that because now I know you're desperate. So I might change my trade package a little bit here.
All right.
I will offer you the number 2 pick in the Halloween activity category.
Okay.
And to sweeten the pot here, a future number 1 squad pick.
Nah, boo.
Yeah, that's tough.
I am making that deal.
Wow, so we have a deal.
So what am I going? I'm going 4th in this category then.
Yes, that's right. We're swapping. You're going 4th here in this first candy category, and then you'll pick 2nd in the Halloween activity category.
Great.
And you get a future first round.
That is awesome. That's going to come in handy. I guarantee it.
Because I want the pressure. I think this is a no-brainer at the number one pick. Give me Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I've already won this thing. It's by far the best Halloween candy.
You overpaid, man, for that. You gave up a future first for that. Man.
Oh, yeah. No, well, we'll get to yours. You'll be taking carrots. We all know that. That is, I think, the best Halloween candy. I'm excited when I get that bad boy. I didn't know what I was going to pick down at four, so I'm actually ecstatic with this trade, how this has worked out. So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, I got it. I love it.
And hey, it would have still been on the board because there's no way I would have picked that.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
I know. See, it's a matter of, am I pleasing literally everybody or am I pleasing myself? And I'm not a huge fan of the peanut butter cup.
Wow.
Yeah. I love like peanut M&Ms. Anything with peanuts in it, I love it. But it's just too sweet. Those particular... It's too much.
Oh, my God. Okay, Tass, can I just... I got to know, because JD's saying he wouldn't have taken it. I know Lee's not taking it. I was looking at you at the third spot and going, I thought JD might take it. And I was like, Tass ain't going to let that slide. Was it going to be there at four for me? You can let me know.
No, it would have been gone at two, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, Lee's not
taking it. Any human being would have taken that pick.
No, he's not taking it. No, he's not.
If Kevin Durant's on the board, you take it. You pick Greg Oden. Kevin Durant's going number two.
I didn't even bring in the Reese's for a tryout.
Lee doesn't even know what it is. He doesn't even know what the candy is. Okay.
He's taking Reese's pieces. He's taking the candy pieces.
Skeets, which Reese's are you going with, though? Are you going with, like, the classic, you know, size of a quarter, gold foil? Or are you going for that premium shape of a pumpkin, whole lot of peanut butter? Woo!
I think you know the answer, big guy. I'm going with the big one. Yeah, this is Halloween night. We're going crazy. Oh, yeah.
We want that gut rot, no doubt.
Be weighing down my pillowcase. We have to stop back at home and drop them off. Okay, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I'm so ecstatic with that trade. That's gone. Lee, here we go. Lee has the number two pick in the candy category.
Yes, well, you guys know me pretty well. You do know me pretty well. You know how I scout these things, and I am going off the board with my pick.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Sure, it might not be the most popular, but I believe in my pick. And with the number two pick in the candy category, I'm going with a vegetable melody.
Oh, my God.
Melody or a medley?
Medley, I meant to say. Medley. So you come to my house, and the procedure, the ordering procedure is a little different. You come up and I say, okay, what would you like in your medley here? We have carrots.
What are you talking about?
We have celery. We have pepper. And we're going to top it off with a nice dollop of homemade hummus, so you can dip those in. Now, listen. That's up to you, kids. You can choose. I'm going to have all the peppers you want. Red, green, orange, yellow. I love a good yellow one. Listen, it's not going to be the most popular with the kids, but with the
parents.
You're
not going to have anybody at your Halloween party.
See, works well then, doesn't it? Really? I don't have too many snot-nosed kids banging on the door, do I? So, listen, I understand this is like a Darko pick. You know, the
Sorry,
people.
Pick. It's a non-pick. It's nothing.
It's horrible.
I really wanted to go for Kit Kat and say, you know what, I'm going to buy all the Kit Kats in Atlanta, so then I can distribute them as I would like them to be, so everyone gets one or two each. But I figured, you know what, I'm not going to be a dictator like that. I'm going to allow it. Mine's more a democratic one. So you come up and you can say, okay, I want some carrots. I want some peppers, and I'll put that together for you. It takes a couple of minutes. There you go, kid. You're on your way. There
you know
you
what?
Go.
This is almost not legal. You have to really pick one vegetable because Tass may want to pick carrots if it's available. Like, you can't have the vegetables.
I'm taking vegetables off the board.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What a weirdo.
You took vegetable medley. Can I take vegetable melody or vegetable harmony?
No, I was rehearsing it in my head, and I can't believe I got it wrong there. But
had 3 days to nail that, man, and you couldn't even
Listen, when you knock on the Ellis door, you're getting vegetables. I just think, listen, as I said last year for Halloween, there should be some boundaries here on what kids consume. You don't want kids just eating as much as they want, having the green light to shove as much junk into their body as possible. Just say to them, like, have some chocolate, but then balance it out with a little bit of vegetables. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure you're slipping some celery and carrots into Sebastian's pillowcase on Halloween night. Yeah, I'm sure you are. With a little hummus in a little cup for you. There you go.
No, we trade. We trade all the candy. Not all the candy. He gets some of the candy. We trade the rest of it for Legos or books. That's fine. So anyway, that's my choice. That's my pick. That's what I'm going with.
All right. Yeah.
Enjoy, kids.
What a shocker.
Enjoy, kids.
The vegetable melody.
The leftovers in the bag just got a lot better for the rest of us here.
Hello, fellow kids. You like vegetables like I do?
All right. Taz has the third pick in the candy category. Again, I'd like to stress the word candy.
Hey, mine is nature's candy.
Oh, shut up.
That's honey.
With the third pick in the candy draft, I was thinking Kit Kat, as Lee mentioned, if my number two pick was gone. But my number two pick is obviously still there because I'm not taking vegetables. I'm going with Snickers.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong, as JD said. Peanuts, very important here in the candy portion of the draft to me. Peanuts, nougat, caramel, chocolate. You get everything in a Snickers. Every portion or every part of a candy, it's right in there. It's right in that one little bite. Mm-mm. And I did some R&D the last couple days. I think Snickers, it would rival Reese's Peanut Butter Cups as my number one pick. Those would be 1-2. But the third pick, I was going to find it hard. So I'm glad Lee made it a little bit easier.
When Lee picks ahead of you in the candy category, that's just like having a free space, right? Yeah. Like playing bingo. You're like, he's not taking anything that anybody else would actually want to pick. So it's like you did have the second pick.
Yeah, that's a good pick. A Snickers, too, even like the bite-sized Halloween version, feels like a meal. Like it is satisfying. I mean, they got the right tagline. It really fills you up to some extent. So that's a good thing too. You can elongate your candy. I think it's almost a meal in itself. So all right, that is a you knew that was gonna be a top pick, a Snickers. Yeah, so it's going three. It slides to three, which is amazing. So JD, you now have the fourth pick in this category.
Oh, the pressure's off. I'm happy. You know, I was pretty sure that this was going to go pretty deep anyways. It's a bit of a homer pick. I'm going Coffee Crisp.
Oh, nice.
You can't go wrong. I mean, for the Americans out there, it's the greatest candy bar out there. And it's light, it's refreshing. It takes into consideration the peanut allergies. It's made in a peanut-free facility, so you're not stuck eating Lee's vegetables if you have a peanut allergy. So, Coffee Crisp, it's one of the best.
JD, you like your coffee crisp?
Oh, I like my coffee crisp. Timely, Tess. Timely.
You like your coffee crisp? You're no Jane Rivers.
He's no Jane Rivers.
That's a classic. That's a classic. R.I.P. to Joan Rivers.
Yeah. I will say one thing about the Coffee Crisp. I love it, by the way. A great pick. Yeah. Makes a mess. Makes one hell of a mess eating a Coffee Crisp. Oh, it's too crispy
with
in a way.
His beard is just nothing but Coffee Crisp crumbs. You just got to shake it out, but it's worth it. Totally worth it. It is.
Also, when you really think about it, what a weird chocolate bar. Oh, yeah. Like, we're giving... I know it's not actually coffee. It's like just flavored coffee, but like it's for kids. It's just a strange thing when you sort of think about it. But it's a delicious treat. Trey, I mean, you lived in Canada for a while. Were you a Coffee Crisp fan? They don't have them here in the States.
Oh, I love a Coffee Crisp. We still get some delivered every now and then when somebody will come in. My wife, Laura, is the biggest Coffee Crisp fan in the house. But yeah, man, throw a wafer in a candy bar. I'm loving it.
All right.
JD, you mentioned peanut M&Ms when you were talking about... potentially picking at number one. Did you think about sort of cheating here and saying, I'm taking a fun-size peanut M&M pack? Because those do exist.
Well, that was definitely on my list. But,
yeah, that's a good pick, too.
You know, I don't know. I guess I'm homesick. I wanted the Coffee Crisp. I want that little taste of Canada in there.
It does remind you so much of Canada. Yeah. That's a good call. All right, well, we still have one pick left here. Let's see where Trey goes with the fifth pick in the candy category.
Beep.
Let me just say, I love having the last pick in this category. This is the dad position. The kids have gone through their pumpkin heads or whatever you want to call it. They've taken all the good candy out there. You've switched some things out for the Switch Switch, and now there's only garbage left at the bottom. But if you teach yourself to love the garbage candies, you are the king on Halloween, and that's how I'm feeling right now. Taking number 5, I had it in my tier 1 candies. I'm being Seth Part now on this. I'm doing everything by tiers. This is a tier 1 candy for me. It's always left over. Give me the 100 grand bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. You're getting a whole lot going on in a 100 grand bar. $100,000 worth of candy in a bite size. And that's the great thing. It's just like a Twix, which is highly rated here. People will be offended that nobody's taken Twix in this candy. But you're still getting a full-size 100 grand because, you know, in a full-size, a real 100 grand, they're half and half. So you're getting that little half spot. It's great. You got the Krispies on the outside. You got a big, big chunk of caramel on the inside. I love me 100 grand, and they are always left over. Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So everybody outside of Lee, of course, goes with the chocolate. You know, goes with a chocolate bar or a variation of a chocolate bar, in my case, with the peanut butter cups. If you weren't picking a chocolate bar or chocolate-flavored candy, like, was there anything near the top of your list, like a Starburst or a Skittles, or, like, was there anything in the mix? Or maybe even chips, if you're a salty person. Nora wanted me to take chips, and I'm like, I'm not drafting chips.
There's these British candies called wine gums. You can buy them in Publix.
Yep.
They are incredible. They are really, really good. They're like a soft jelly for anyone who's not familiar with it. They would be a hit at any Halloween party.
Yeah, a lot more than celery and carrot sticks, I think.
I don't think so. I think people would appreciate the celery and carrots. They go, good, I'm not just eating rubbish all night.
I thought about fuzzy peaches in this vein when we were talking about those. There's, again, another Canadian classic. I don't think don't think you can buy them down here. It's a really, really sugary, gelatin-type-like candy, but dang, they're good. Anything else in the mix there?
The Sour Patch Kids are pretty big.
Sour Patch Kids, yep.
Sour Patch Kids, tiny box of Nerds. Love a tiny box of Nerds.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. You put the whole thing in your mouth. It feels like everything's going numb for a little bit. Your teeth hurt for 2.5 days afterwards, but you get that grape rush. It's huge.
Yeah, I think I had a bad experience with Nerds when I was a kid. I ate too much, and I can specifically remember where I puked outside of my house. A bunch of Nerds.
It's like rough coming up. It's like throwing up gravel.
Oh, it's like a dog puking, like, basically, right? Like, kibble everywhere. It's like, that's what it's like. That's gross.
Okay, I can see why that didn't make your board. I think I'm taking it off mine now that I heard that.
I'm not sure I've had Nerds since. Like, we're talking like 1989, I haven't had a Nerds candy.
Seriously, Revenge of the Nerds, right?
Yeah, that's right. Any other thing in the mix? The only else I had on my list there was a Nestle Crunch, which is also a fantastic chocolate bar, in my opinion. Anything else, Tass, that you had, you're considering?
Well, I talked about Kit Kat. I'm surprised it's not on there. Butterfinger, I would definitely pick. But I'm hearing a lot of crazies in the chat here. Mm-hmm. As Trey mentioned, 100 grand probably towards the bottom. What's even further at the bottom is anything. Coconut, Almond Joy, ooh. Mounds. John Schumann, writer for NBA.com, said that would be his number one pick.
Wow.
Well, you and Lee Ellis can have a party eating vegetables and coconut. I'm there too.
I have Almond Joy in tier one as well, but that's another one that's left at the bottom of the pumpkin, no doubt about it. Coconut.
Trey,
no,
next year you should legit write like the Seth Part now, like for the Athletic, 5 tiers, 125 candy bars, go through the metrics.
Totally.
Hilarious. Get a lot of clicks for sure. All right. Wow. What a category. All right. Let's keep it going here. Let's go to the second category, which is spooky movie. here we go. Get ready for Mrs. Doubtfire or Philadelphia. Lee has the number one pick.
Yeah, so this one's an interesting category. You know, spooky movie, scary movie. And I'm not a big horror movies guy. Yeah. I just don't like them. But same. I used to like them, oddly enough, when I was a kid. And one of my favorite scary movies of all time is actually Friday the 13th, specifically Part 6, Jason Lives. I don't know why. But I watch that movie over and over and over again. And there's a scene right at the end. And who cares? It's not a spoiler. It's 34 years old. So I'm going to say what happens at the end. Like, he's killed everyone. You think he's finally been drowned. He's weighted down at the end of the movie underneath the water. And the final scene is just him with his eyes closed. And then all of a sudden, boom, his eyes open. You know he's still alive. You know there's going to be another movie made. So I guess my...
When you say him, you're talking Freddy.
Jason. So I guess my pick eliminates all the Friday the 13th series. I don't think that's a big problem. I don't think anyone else is going to pick it anyway. But I'm going specifically with part six. Friday the 13th, part six. Jason Lives. Everyone's going to have some fun while they're dipping their carrots in their hummus, watching a scary movie.
Nice. Sorry, I got my Nightmare on Elm Street mixed up with my Friday the 13th. Okay, so part six.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I think it eliminates the entire series, so it can be just Friday the 13th. But if
do
you
I need to watch parts 1 through 5 before I come over?
You know, I was doing some research on that whole
canon.
Yeah, and basically, I don't think they planned on having so many sequels, but they all were so well received, they just kept on churning them out. So. Yeah, I mean, I was watching a bit of it on YouTube the other day. It's actually awful acting, you know, really, really bad stuff. But, you know, when you're a kid, it's great.
Yeah, all right. I mean, hey, it's a scary movie.
It is scary. It is very,
at least
very
you followed
scary.
The rules of this.
I do appreciate the spoiler warning, though, that at the end of Friday the 13th, Jason lives.
Yeah. So, well, you crazy. Know, some people do complain, like, whoa, spoiler, dude, I haven't seen that one. It's like, all right, you know, I mean, it's not a spoiler.
Okay.
Just go and watch
all
it.
All right, part six of Friday the 13th is gone. And I think you're right. The entire franchise is now off the board, but Tass, you got the second pick in Spooky Movie.
Hopefully, as I announce my pick, the lights go out. That would be fitting because they're flickering right now.
Uh-oh.
Hurricane Zeta. Why is it called Zeta? It should be called Zeta in honor of Catherine Zeta-Jones. Anyways, Hurricane Zeta is still working its magic here in the south in Atlanta. So pardon me, JD, if I go out. Speaking of go out, I think I got to go with Get Out. Now, I haven't seen it. I haven't. I know, but I know it's an incredible movie. And likely, I kind of want to go with an old movie. I want to go with the Chucky. I love my Chuckies.
Oh, wow, yeah.
In general. Especially, I think it's Child's Play, the first one that they redid last year with Aubrey Plaza's my fave. But I'm not pleasing myself here. I'm pleasing everybody else. And it'll force me to watch the movie. I'm going with Get Out. Put Get Out on my board.
Nice one.
Great movie.
It is a great movie. It's awesome. You should definitely watch it.
Yeah, I should.
Well, now that he's drafted it, he's saying he has to. So I like that reasoning.
Has anybody seen Tass? Yeah, he's at the party, but he's just watching the movie. He hasn't seen it yet. He wanted to catch up.
It's like the time we went over to Tass's place to watch the finale of Breaking Bad. All right, so Get Out, gone. Part six, Nightmare on Friday the 13th is gone. Who has the third pick? I do in this category. Third pick. I have a few questions. I found this to be the most interesting category in the sense of like what makes a Halloween movie. And I even put one up to Twitter because I was like, I saw it on a list. I'm sure you guys maybe were looking at some lists too. And it was like Parasite. Parasite was on a list for Halloween movie. I was like, what? Like, it's a scary movie. It's a thriller. I get that. But does that make automatically a Halloween movie?
Well,
I don't
it was,
think so, but...
As you pointed out on Twitter, it was number 49 of 50 Halloween movies. I mean, at some point, you're padding the numbers, right?
Maybe.
Right? Like,
maybe.
I mean, it's a good movie. It defies genre, so I suppose if you want to take it, I mean, I would be fine with it, I guess, but...
Yeah, I'm not going to, but even, like, I don't know, like... I think we've talked about this before, like Edward Scissorhands. Like, is that a Halloween movie? You know, it's like...
Yeah. I found it tough as well in that category because it's like, does it have to be set around a Halloween theme or is it got to be like just a scary movie at any time?
Yeah, I know. Like, even... it's on a lot of lists. The Sixth Sense is considered a Halloween movie. I never have ever thought of it like that either. But E.T. even, I guess. It's anyway, I just thought this was a weird category. I'm going to give a little love. I don't think you guys are going to be drafting these. The Craft, 1996.
Oh, yeah.
I actually love that movie.
Is that Brandon Lee? Is that one?
No, that's The Crow.
The Craft is the high school girls with their magic tricks. I think they redid it or made a re-series or something like that. They're conjuring up trouble, man.
Classic.
Thought about What We Do in the Shadows just for a hilarious Halloween movie. Mm-hmm. That's very funny, like modern day vampires. But I'm going to go, it's down to two, and I will go with 1988's Beetlejuice. Because like Lee, I am not a horror fan. I do not like scary movies at all, for the most part. But Beetlejuice was, especially as a kid, had the perfect balance of like, this is silly and fun, and also creepy, and has some scary moments. So you got Gina Davis, Alec Baldwin, Winona Ryder, and then Michael Keaton as a very, very funny, I guess, poltergeist, right? He's trying to help the young, dead couple, you know, get rid of the unwelcome family living in their house. So I will go Beetlejuice.
Good one.
Having trouble living the living. All right. Fourth pick in this category goes to Trey.
Well, we got a bunch of tough guys on this podcast, and just like the rest of you, I also am not the biggest fan of scary movies.
We hate scary movies.
Is anybody interested in picking a second scary movie? Because I would love to offer it up for trade. There are still a lot of good spooky movies out there, but I thought I would just offer my assets to my friends.
Wow. So hold on. Yeah. Wow, we've never done this. Can someone pick twice from the same category?
I'll take another scary movie then.
Wowzers, okay. What can I take from you? Can I have your Halloween song?
Oh, not my song. Nah, I can't.
Hold on, is this legal here?
You want to have two songs?
You can take my activity if you want. You can take my activity. You can have two activities and we'll just be watching movies instead.
No interest in your activities. There's not that many great activities.
That's the worst category.
Two of them, but I also don't want a movie marathon. I'm just playing straight bangers, Halloween bangers. That's why I need to pick extra songs, but...
Take my song. I'm happy to take another movie.
Excellent. All right.
Another Halloween movie he hasn't watched. to his list.
Great. I will trade out of round two, and I will pick up... let's see. Taz has the fifth pick in the Halloween song category, so that'll be my pick. Excellent.
Okay.
Nice. This works out well.
So doing business.
Taz, you have another movie then here.
Yeah, last night I watched the remake of The Witches with Anne Hathaway as the star witch from the old, I think it was 1990, the original.
Okay.
It's now on HBO. It's great. Anne Hathaway is incredible as the lead witch. Everybody go watch it. It's really... really entertaining for a little fun, and it's kind of a kidsy movie if you want to freak them out a little bit, but not too much.
Did the girls watch it?
No, this was an adult party. I'm taking The Witches. I loved Anne Hathaway and her crazy feet.
Yeah, you know, she can do no wrong, Anne Hathaway, but
she can do wrong. Come on.
When has she ever done wrong, Tash?
I can't believe we had two more bonus days to make these picks, and this is fascinating stuff. All right, so The Witches, the new version, I guess.
The Witches.
With Anne Hathaway, yeah. Which is now available on HBO Max. So go and watch it. Okay, that leaves JD here with the final pick in Spooky Movie.
Well, my list is very much intact. I've got 10 movies here. And
Go through them all. Let's hear them.
You want to hear them all from the bottom, from the bottom up? I got Cabin in the Woods. I got John Carpenter's The Thing. Oh, Get Out is gone. Sorry.
Okay.
American Werewolf in London, The Exorcist, Paranormal Activity. That was a Jackson suggestion because it scared the hell out of him.
Okay.
Jaws, Sixth Sense, Event Horizon, Poltergeist, which I watched recently.
Oh, that's so scary.
Holds up,
kidding.
And it is scary. But I, too, don't like to be scared. And here's another thing. We are throwing a Halloween party here, so I want to have fun. So, Skeets, I was very, very much, I was going to pick What We Do in the Shadows because it's one of my favorite movies of all time, one of the best comedies of all time. And it's very well done and surprisingly bloody. Think it fits. But somebody on Twitter the other day insinuated that I don't like musicals. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, I enjoy a musical, and one of my favorite musicals of all time is the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So I am picking the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And here's the other reason. We're at a party. I want activity. I want people interacting with the movie. I don't want people just sitting there watching a movie. It's the most antisocial thing you can do. So the most social movie that I could think of is Rocky Horror Picture Show. You're throwing toasts at the screen. You're talking all the way through it. People are usually acting it out in front of you.
Yeah,
so,
you're doing the dance, aren't you?
Exactly, and doing all sorts of stuff. It's not very scary, but there's some weird parts in it, and the music is great. And when it's over, people are going to be pumped to start dancing and throw down. So give me the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Nora said, guarantee GD picks that in the movie category.
Great
so
pick.
She called it.
Freshman year roommate, all he did, literally all he did, never went to class. He would listen to Rob Zombie and watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show at 100% volume. That's all he would do every single day. And it was awesome. Shout out to Nate Fowler. Shout out to Nate Fowler.
Wow. Wow. All right. Amazing.
Dance to the Time Warp.
I'm not proud to say this. I've never seen it.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. It's so super cheesy and super campy, Tim Curry as Frankenfurter, I mean, there's nobody better.
This is the movie that when you can, obviously in a pre-COVID time, you go to the movie theater. It's a big experience too, right? Like you're saying with all these things you do. Yeah. All right, there it is. I had The Shining in the mix as well.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's just a great movie, but it's like, yeah, you're right. Putting it on at a party is a bit of the wild card here in our hypothetical, but all right. Let's get to the third category, which will be Halloween activity. But before we do, quick word from our sponsors.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
All right, squad, Halloween continues here. Again, shout out to the Scream team in the comments. I know you guys are making your picks as we go along here. Our third round, our third category. Yeah, it's maybe the weakest category because it feels like there's not a lot to pick from, but it is the Halloween activity. So Tass might be pretty pumped that he's got the first pick in this one.
Feel like I'm going to ruffle a few feathers with my number one pick in the activity category. My pick choice is trick-or-treating. That's an activity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I thought about this, too. As like, yeah, we're having a party, but yeah, that's got to be in the mix.
It's obviously the best thing to do at Halloween. And, you know, I'm an old man. I'm 39, but I can pull off a young costume and go out there. I can fool some folks. And it's fun. It's fun even if you get rejected from a house. Still fun.
You're all welcome at the Ellis House, Tassie. I tell you, everyone's welcome. You might not like the selection, but you're all welcome.
Ain't nobody coming to your house, man. Nobody.
I'm going there first. The kids aren't getting any of that vegetable medley. None of it.
Your house is getting egged, Ellis. Oh, and terrible. Now you got a hole in your ceiling, so those eggs are coming in through the top and popping them in.
Oh, serve some eggs with those vegetables. Nice. Yeah, it's the best thing to do on Halloween. Trick-or-treating is the best thing by far. Yeah. Well, you know, you guys got some options.
Yeah, so, there's a few, and then it gets lame really quickly, I think. And I traded out of my number two spot, so I might regret this. JD, you have the second pick now because of our early trade in the Halloween activity.
Okay, my Halloween movie isn't very scary, and things in generally aren't that scary, so I'm breaking out the Ouija board. Let's talk to ghosts. Let's conjure up some spirits. Let's see what Jimmy Hoffa's up to these days. Let's you know, talk to Grandpa. What's happening on the other side, Gramps?
All right, JD. Do you remember where you were when you first did your, like, the first Ouija board experience?
I was probably, I was in some girl's bedroom at a birthday party. There were four of us.
Yep.
And it was very fun. It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Scary?
A little creepy, I guess. I was probably in grade 6 or 7. So, yeah, it was just like, ooh. That was weird. You pushing it? I'm not pushing it. Are you pushing it?
Yeah. I was going to say, I was like definitely grade 5 or 6. We somehow were doing it at school in the gym with the lights all off. I don't know how we pulled that off. Yeah, but I can specifically remember somebody had it out there. And it was creepy because you're like, who's doing this? What's going on here? Yeah. Everybody's saying they're not. But all right, the Ouija board. Do you have one in your house, JD?
I don't, but no. I'm thinking we're not doing the trick-or-treating this year, so I was thinking of ordering one just for funsies. But, you know, my kids and my family, they don't believe any of that shit. Like, we watched this documentary, and they showed the Ouija board, and everybody, like, seven strangers using a Ouija board, and it's like, oh my God, it's blowing my mind. They're talking about my grandfather's favorite musical, and or whatever. Right. And then they blindfolded them all. It wasn't even on the board. It was just like, you know, the thing was flying all over the place. No answers. It's like, okay, I think we got what we need here.
Right, right. So. Lee, do you believe in spirits?
Yes. Does this mean a seance is off the board then, David?
Ooh. I mean, I would say talking to dead people is off the board.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Okay.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
A lot of overlap.
Okay.
But you do, Lee. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. In fact, the other night, I mean, it was probably more the weather, but the other night I had a little experience because... you know, my son, he's had a little bit of trouble sleeping lately, the little one. So we put the white noise back on again. Mm-hmm. And a couple of times in the night, the white noise just changed from the one setting we had it on to a different setting. But the power didn't go out.
Probably the power flickering.
Yeah, but it didn't go out completely. So I would go in there and put it back onto the other one. And then literally a minute later, it changed back again. I'm like, all right, stop fucking with me, ghost. Just let it stay. Just let it stay there. If you can stay in the house, you ghost, as long as you don't scare the hell out of everybody, okay? Right. But if you're going to mess with me, then you have to go. So I opened the window, hoped to get him out there, but he didn't go.
Yeah, it's a tropical storm outside.
It's like, you got me. All right, you can stay tonight, but just stop messing around. Just don't press that button, will you?
Okay. I want to know what kind of ghost is haunting a recently built townhouse in Atlanta. Like, why did they pick your place?
It's the area, though, JD. It used to be a really rough area, apparently. A few other people told us that. So, yeah.
We've got to get JD to come over, ask his Ouija board who changed the white noise to heartbeat.
It was actually the river one, you know, like just the river, the water trickling down.
I was going to say, which setting of the white noise machine would you like? R? I think it's gonna smell rainforest. All right.
Oh, man.
So the Ouija board, gone with the number 2 pick. Trey, you have the 3rd pick in the Halloween activity. Some decent ones left, I'd say.
3rd pick. One of them that I still like out there, so I'm not gonna overthink it. I'll take you to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
We're going to a pumpkin patch. We're picking out pumpkins. We're buying apple cider donuts. We're probably going to take a ride on a hayride. Certainly, we'll take a picture of one of those stand-up things where it looks like you're a farmer and you put your head on top of it. All the fun stuff you can do at an apple orchard. Basically, you can do it at a pumpkin patch, and you're getting a little bit more Halloween flavor in there. Yeah. The spices, they're the same. But yeah, give me a pumpkin patch. It's a little more... specifically Halloween, rather than an apple orchard, which is, of course, great as well.
Yeah. Now, does this mean, because you've selected pumpkin patch, that pumpkin carving, the activity, is off the board?
Hemp. I don't think so.
I'm not controlling.
Because you're not carving it at the pumpkin
things.
Patch. Yeah. Okay.
No. Yeah. I'm going to a place and enjoying the farm festivities, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great selection. Thought that would be ultimately taken. I have the fourth pick now in this category. Well, it's decorative gourd season, motherfucker. So I'm pumped and I'm getting the pumpkin carving. I can't believe it slipped to four. I love watching people carve a pumpkin. I'll be honest.
There's a good YouTube channel for that.
Please share that in the Slack.
I'm just kidding. But it would make
sense. Of course, there must be.
There should be.
Yeah. But I also enjoy doing it. Now, you got to commit to it. You're going to get a little messy. That's fine. But then what are you going to make? Are you going to go silly? Are you going to make a poop emoji like I did one day at Trey Kirby's pumpkin carving party, I guess we had? Are you just going to keep it classic? You know, go with your just a jack-o'-lantern? Always fun. Kids like it. And adults like it just not as much as kids. But, you know, enough that it's something to do. Kills a couple hours. Everybody has a blast. And then light it up. And then you got it there for a week or two. So pumpkin carving. All right. The fifth and final pick in this one goes to Lee.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about some sort of a seance because I think we would have a pretty successful one here in our house. But it's off the board. So I mean, there's not a whole lot left, really. So I'm just going to stick with the apple bobbing. And apple.
Apple bobbing.
The apple bobbing.
Yeah. And we'll mix it up. We'll get some Golden Delicious in there. We'll get some Galas. We'll get some Pink Ladies. So we'll have a variety of apples.
Wait, the prize is the apple?
Yes.
Lamest thing I've ever heard.
I don't want these apples just used for a bobbing contest and then thrown in the compost. We're going to eat them afterwards. So, yeah.
After people have just been mouthing all those apples?
Oh, my God.
Well, no, You get one. You pick your one.
Yeah, but you usually get your mouth on other ones.
But listen, there's no one going to be visiting this year anyway, so it's just going to be the family, so it's okay.
Apple bobbing, yeah. I mean, it did. You quickly ran out of decent activities. I guess a haunted house is a...
Yeah, a scavenger hunt I thought one. About, but, yeah. You know.
Maybe a murder mystery. You ever done that, Lee?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. We do a little bit of that. The boys do that, yeah.
I didn't expect that answer.
Yeah. Oh, they got it off some game.
Who done it in the LS household?
Yeah, they did. Some iPad game they've been playing lately. I don't know which one it is, but then they try to act it out in the driveway. So fun times, man.
They're playing Among Us.
Yeah. All right. So you're going with apple bobbing, or as you call it, apple bobbing.
I've had a tough day today on the
apple popping.
All right, we got two more categories to get through here, and our fourth one, it is the song. I was ecstatic to pull the number one pick in this category because there's only one Halloween song I like. That's it. Out of all of them, there's only one, and it's an oldie. Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You from 1956. I think, if we're being honest, I think it's on some of like the greatest rock lists of all time or songs of all time lists. It's so good. It's been covered by damn near everybody. Nina Simone, I think Marilyn Manson, Annie Lennox, CCR. Yep, right. And it's a sample in Biggie's Kickin' the Door. I Put a Spell on You, Screamin' Jay Hawkins. So good. I love it. I actually legit like that song, and I don't love a lot of Halloween songs, so I did a little research too on it. It was originally intended to be like a love song, like a blues ballad, but then the producer, JD, he brought in ribs and chicken and got everybody drunk, and then they came out with this weird version. He says he doesn't even remember making the record, but he was like a normal blues singer, and then he sort of just became this character, and then he really leaned into it in terms of like screaming it and going crazy. And then someone suggested he like, yeah, go demented, man, like, and then he had the cape and, you know, like coming out of the coffin on stage, so he like went full Halloween after this. But it is a good song.
It's great song. And it's been sampled about 70 times for various hip hop songs and whatever. Can you guys hear this?
No.
God damn it!
But you'll fix it on Jay Hawkins.
Yeah, you'll fix it in post.
Yeah, the podcast people will hear it. All right.
All right. Well, all right. So if you're joining us live, JD, go listen to the podcast and he'll put it in there. I put a spell on you. 56. 1956. That's crazy. Okay. Second pick goes to Trey.
I've got no movies at my party, so the music is going to be very important, and this is a very important category because in my house, we listen to Halloween music 12 months a year. We haven't even stopped since last year. My kids are happy to hear Ghostbusters at any time, but with the number two pick, I'm going with an explicitly Halloween song. I'm going with the Monster Mash.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Oh, my goodness. Bobby, Boris Pickett, and the Crypt Kickers. It's got... Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah, we can hear that one.
Yeah. Playing. Man, I worked. Love it. There's a few reasons I really like this as a pick. It's great for karaoke. You got the multiple parts. You can sing the Halloween melody. You can see he did the mash as the higher part, yep. But you also get to do the silly voice of the Monster Mash. It's also a song about a song. This song is called the Monster Mash, but he's telling a song about the time the Monster Mash became popular. So we haven't heard the real Monster Mash yet. Not to mention, they also mention Dracula getting really upset because the Monster Mash has now overshadowed the Transylvania Twist. So I want to hear the Transylvania Twist. Wow. I want to hear the real Monster Mash. And of course, I want to hear Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers inviting Dracula and his son. Monster Mash, it is so good. And it has a built-in dance. You gotta love it. Gotta love just pounding it away. Yeah, give me the Monster Mash.
Two classics going early here in the song category. Nice pick. JD, you have the third selection.
Okay, well, so now we start arguing, I think, because I'm not sure if this counts as a... Look, I did, like Skeets, you did the list of movies, of Halloween movies, and
yep.
I checked out a couple of playlists for Halloween, and you are insane. If you're having a party and you don't have this song on your list at a Halloween party.
This is,
now, I have
I
a backup.
On a list.
If people disagree, then I can make a different...
It's my Halloween playlist.
How is this a Halloween song? I just
it's bad about bad luck and bad things happening. Okay, all right.
Keep it. Yeah, I just like for 40 years, you're right. It feels like recently this got added to Halloween playlists.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like I feel like 20 years ago you weren't hearing this at a Halloween party. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they were.
Like I'm having a big dance party after Rocky Horror Picture Show's done, and this is gonna pack the dance floor.
Oh, well, this is a great song.
Is it
a Halloween song? That's the real question. What do the people think? What do the Scream Teamers think?
Yeah.
Thumbs up or thumbs down for Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, chime in. Is this a Halloween song? Because like JD's saying, it's on all the Halloween playlists right now. My kids are falling in love with Stevie Wonder. And honestly, 13-month-old baby would be a great Halloween costume.
That's right.
A little shirt that says 13 on it, something like that.
All right, we're counting it. That's a great song.
Yep, great. That's, thanks.
It's a fantastic song. All right, Lee, you got the fourth pick in this song category.
Very happy to still have my choice available here at number four because this one's a great one for the family, really good for participation for everybody, captivating, one of the most incredible videos of all time. I'm going with Michael Jackson's Thriller. It was just a brilliant, brilliant song, a brilliant video clip. And if you go on YouTube, there are so many different groups of people who have just acted out this sort of scene there, you know, at the end where they do all the dancing part. People have done it on the tube in London. They've done it. They did it in a prison in the Philippines, I think it was.
A guy scored a touchdown last night and did the Thriller dance with
his teammates.
Is that
right? Wow. Yeah. So I love it when you see that, when people do those dances and they come together. I think it holds up to this day. Incredible video and incredible song. And really, I mean, Michael Jackson, that has launched him to global fame. I think this was the song that really just put him up there. And that jacket is still cool as well. You still see people dressing up like Michael Jackson for Halloween parties because of that that outfit that he wore that day. So yeah, very happy to have Thriller as my pick. Easily my strongest choice for this whole draft.
Yep. Well, you might have just saved your party, mate.
Exactly, yeah.
There's probably lots of pockets in that jacket to store your uncooked carrots, my man.
And you got the you got Vincent Price too, right? On the on the elongated track, the one part you're gonna hear on the radio. Yeah, that's, you got the whole little poem there at the end.
Oh yeah. All right.
That video is insane. I watched it yesterday and I forgot how crazy and groundbreaking it was. It was directed by John Landis, who had just made American Werewolf for London. And the song doesn't start till 4 minutes into the video, which is insane. Yeah. And you don't hear the chorus until about eight minutes later. They go through all the verses. They don't give you the chorus. Then they do the dance. And then he turns around and he's Michael again and he's singing the chorus. And it's... And then it stops. The song stops, and there's like a two-minute epilogue where you know, I won't spoil it for you, but
well, I had the making of that video too when we were kids watching it, and it was just incredible seeing it. Like, it was so advanced at the time, I think, too, seeing him transform into the werewolf and everything. Oh my God, that was such a great video, and Michael was just incredible. He was incredible.
Was is the key word here. That's why I was wondering if that was going to get selected, but Lisa, I'm going for it.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think it'd be available at number four, to be honest, but happy it was.
All right. MJ's Thriller at the number four selection. So this means, if correct me if I'm wrong, guys, Tass actually doesn't have a pick here in the song category. It goes to Trey. Trey gets another musical selection.
So many great choices left. Happy to have a second pick. Ghostbusters, still out there. Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell and Michael Jackson. Very good. Boris the Spider, that's out there. The theme song to Nightmare Before Christmas. This is Halloween. Lots of great choices. But I got to go with a song that I think is going to become a new classic in the Halloween genre. It's from the television show I Think You Should Leave. The name of the song, I guess, is The Night That the Skeletons Came to Life. It's a spooky song.
Money. In our world, bones equal dollars.
The bones are their dollars. You know, the skeletons are coming out tonight. They want to take their bones from you.
But not out. All they want's another chance at life. They've never seen so much food as this. Undergrounders have as much food as this. And worms are their money.
See, I don't know that it's the catchiest song, but the kids love it. You know, they want to hear something spooky, and I want something spooky at my Halloween party. And if it's just people yelling about skeletons coming to life and the bones being their dollars, then I'll be happy. We'll give everybody a bone on the way out. You know, it's like they're leaving with money in their pocket.
What is that song called in theory? What do you call it? The bones are their dollars?
I would call it The Night the Skeletons Came to Life.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But it's maybe the ghost of Robert Taylor or something is what he calls it. At the beginning.
Oh yeah, he does have a name for it. You're right, the real song. Yeah.
Yeah, but I had to trade away a movie just to be able to get this.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad that happened because I was gonna pick a classic. I was gonna pick a This Is Halloween, not the Marilyn Manson version. There's a Marilyn Manson version if you wanted for your buddy Nate Powler. He loves his Rob Zombie. Throw him this Marilyn Manson version. It's a great tune. But you know, we have enough classics. I think you should leave. Nice to get him on the board.
Yeah.
Happy to get it.
Okay, we've got one more category, but before we do, another quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Danielle has taken up painting. Oil painting, acrylic painting, other painting. I don't know what it is, but it's just incredible. If I can convince her to open up a Shopify store, I know she'll be hearing the... Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, just do it, to the first real life store stage, see, you made a sale, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? How about that? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, or paintings, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From the all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Here's some information. Just like entrepreneur David Scott Martin of Anti-Candle did for No Dunks on Shopify. How about that? And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nodunks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nodunks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/nodunks.
All right, our fifth and final round here in our Halloween squad episode. It is a little NBA-themed costume. Trey, you have the first pick.
Well, it's important to have a Halloween costume. I heard Tass Mellis say it once upon a time that you only dress up one day a year, basically, so you might as well do it. And I feel the exact same way.
Okay.
You guys know I'm all about ripping lips this year. So for my Halloween costume, I'm definitely going ripping lip themed. Gonna need a purple shirt. Gonna need a fishing hat.
Yeah.
Gonna need a yellow headband.
Yeah.
And you're gonna need some sort of fishing pole.
Okay.
You guys know who I'm being?
Yeah, I'm gonna, I wanna try and guess.
Whoa! Got a big one here!
I mean, like, it's got to be a
Bill Dance.
Yeah, it's got to be like a play on Bill Dance, but who would it be? Bill Curly Dance?
Derek Fisher.
Ah.
My wife's going as Brandon Bass.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. That's
Hope
good.
You catch some John Sammons.
Oh, nice. Derek Fisher. Yeah, you're such, you really are. 2020 for you is the year of fishing, no doubt.
Year for going fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. For the year of going to lakes and looking at them and saying there's bass.
Year of admiring lakes.
Yeah. All right, Derek Fisher. That's what we're looking for here. A little pun gun fun. Nice start there, JD. You got the second pick here in this category.
So at first, when we decided we're going to go NBA, this was a no-brainer for me. I mean, I've been dressed as Fat Thor for the last 7 or 8 months. Favorite character from Avengers Endgame. So just throw Lever in there, Fat Thor Lever or Fat Lever Thor. I mean, that's done. But, you know, it's not very topical, and I like a costume that makes a statement, and you know, I like to mix it up. I like to, you know, get in your face a little political, a little confrontational. So, in honor of Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed this week, I'm going as Offred Van Vliet. Basically, you know, the Handmaid's Tale outfit with the number 23 Raptors jersey over it, Offred Van Vliet. So.
Oh, that's so good. Now I'm regretting that I didn't do a Photoshop for that. That's fantastic work, JD / I'm sure Trey maybe had some play in that.
That's all me. That's
all you. Excuse me. You're a Photoshop boy.
I'm a Photoshop boy now.
Oh, awesome.
Don't look at it too closely, though.
Oh, it looked great. Okay, wow. Very topical, indeed. I love that. All right, Lee, you got the third pick in this category.
Well, this one came to me when I was actually just playing with my son the other day. He's a big Star Wars guy, and he had his Legos out, and he was playing with General Grievous. And I was like, simple. General Grievous Vasquez. That's me. That's me for Halloween. Got a family tie name there too. My wife's surname is Vasquez.
So
I think it suits perfectly. And I'm also regretting not even putting together any sort of Photoshop because I think it would be great.
So we only had a week.
We only had a week, but we didn't have internet. So Okay, that's good. That's good. And we've done a Star Wars theme before. Yep. Obviously didn't do that one in particular. So that's a great one. Could have added that to the mix. Tass, you're up here. You got the fourth pick.
I'm giving you a double with mine.
Oh, wow.
You get a Carrie Skittles.
Oh, yes.
Throw it up there. Pasting Skittles on my head. And then that's the tough part. You got to be able to want a little. It's not. Wasn't goo gone? Maybe it was. I don't know. I put some putty on my face, squished some Skittles on there. So we got a nice candy integration. I do have an S on the side of my shorts, the Skittles logo. But anyways, shout out to Carrie Skittles. And Jason Kidd accompanied me that day. So Carrie Skittles and Jason Kidd.
That's good.
1D, 1D.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Tass. We had quite the late night that particular day.
I had the latest of nights.
I saw the sunrise.
Turned into Gary Skittles was picking Skittles off his forehead all night long.
Oh, that's a great day / night. Oh, that's a good one. I'm glad you brought that one back. All right, I'm going to tell you what my things are here. I have the fifth pick. Let's hear the chime. I'm going to tell you what is making up my costume and see if you guys can guess what it is, sort of similar to what Trey did. I don't have the actual props, so. Guys, I'm dyeing my hair frosted tips, okay? I'm going to be wearing a number 3 Cavs jersey from the late 90s. I'm going to have on a big neck brace. I'm going to shave my beard into a mustache, and I'll probably throw on some glasses. Who am I?
Sounds like Scott Pollard, who you've described there, but...
No, I am Bobby Suraduka. I go around the party sharing my disorders, my symptoms, and signature dunks, like restless leg syndrome, hot tub foot, Lou Williams disease, slammy, Lucy Liu flu, tomahawker, the whooping cough, advanced moist shin disorder, hypertolerance to lactose, urinary tract infection, the chocolate thunder flying teeth shaking glass breaking rump roasting bun toasting wham bam glass breaker I am jam, trickle nipple, thick urine syndrome, clogged arteries, dropsy, alley-oopsie, dry lip, allergic to Adam Silver, sufferer of milk leg, bone worm, white men can't dump, irritable bowel syndrome, selective fatigue syndrome, hepatitis MBA, trapped wind, spastic ear discharge, and of course, scabies, rabies, and Michael Jordan's sugar babies. I'm Bobby Suraduka, the most niche costume of all time. All right.
That's great.
That is that's a joke that maybe 8 people got.
Don't be so hard on yourself. It's probably 10.
Okay. We got to recap our Halloween squads here. We'll go in the order of the first category. So, JD, recap your Halloween party here.
All right. So, I've got Canadian favorite Coffee Crisp as my candy. My spooky movie isn't very spooky at all. It's a real crowd pleaser. Get everybody pumped up, energized, maybe a little sexed up too. The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Then we're breaking out the Ouija board. We're going to talk to dead people. Then what do we land on? We landed on superstition, a controversial pick, but also a huge crowd pleaser. And for my political NBA-themed costume, I'm going as Alfred Van Vliet.
There it is. So good. All right. Great squad there. Lee, what do you got?
Well, as you guys know, mine probably will be the only house in the neighborhood offering up a vegetable medley with some hummus for the kids and the adults, of course. And you can get to make your choice, so you don't walk up there, scoop up as many garbage candies as you can and walk off. You will have to wait patiently to get your order, but it'll be worth the wait.
Oh, my God. It gets worse and worse the more you explain it.
Inside, we'll be watching the Friday the 13th series, specifically part 6. That was my favorite one out of the whole group. The Halloween activity, apple bobbing. I mean, it won't be the most exciting time, but sure, why not? That was all that was left really on the board. But the best part of my night clearly will be everyone watching Thriller, enjoying Thriller, and then getting up and trying to do the dance together, trying to coordinate that one. So that should be a lot of fun. General Grievous Vasquez will be the NBA-themed costume. So pretty happy with how I finished. Maybe didn't start the strongest. Compared to what the Scream team was saying out there, but I think I finished with a real move of momentum there, so I'm very happy in the end.
Okay, Tass, take us through your team.
Snickers. We've got a double feature film happening: Get Out and The Witches 2020. Although I'll probably flip the order of that. Next one, we're going trick or treating, the activity best associated with Halloween. Doesn't that sound lovely? I don't have any music. It's going to be dead silent. Enjoy the evening. Costume is going to be Carrie Skittles, with a side of Jason Kidd dip.
Ooh, that's sort of slick. In a weird way, you have two movies and two candies. Because mm-hmm. you got Snickers and then the Skittles off your forehead that you can pass
right.
out
it's
to
all
people.
About indulging. Yeah. There's no need for moderation. Just go for it.
All right. I'll take us through my squad. I'm pretty happy with it. My candy, I traded a future number one pick in squad for this, as well as trading down in another category. To get the number one pick in candy, it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Ah, the best. My movie, 1988's Beetlejuice, a funny, scary movie. At least it was for me when I was a kid. My activity, pumpkin carving. Kids love it. Adults like it enough. The song, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, 1956, I Put a Spell on You. It's been covered by everyone. Maybe we'll just play that playlist, all the covers of that song. And my NBA-themed costume, which I'm going to have everybody asking, who the hell are you? What is that? Is Bobby Sura Duka. Bobby Sura, there's a guy you haven't thought about in a while. And Bob Duka, you don't even know who that is, probably, but that's fine. Trust me, it will be a great-looking costume. And at least, as Trey said, 10 people might get it. Trey, your squad.
My squad, we're serving up candy, the only candy we've got in the bowl. It's always leftover. It's the 100 grand bar. Very chewy, but very delicious. Unlike Tess, I got no movie. Nothing to distract you from the bangers that we're playing. My two songs will be Monster Mash, a classic and a future classic, The Night the Skeletons Came to Life. I don't know exactly how much replay value that will have if you're only able to play two songs for the night, but the first time, it will bring the house down. Also, all of the pumpkins that I have at my house will be uncarved because I only have going to a pumpkin patch as my Halloween activity, but at least we've got the decorations there. And finally, my costume. I'm going as Derek Fisher. My wife will be there as Brandon Bass.
Excellent stuff. Wow. It took 3 days, but we got there, guys. So let us know. This is part of the fun. Who had the best draft here today? Who built the best Halloween party? Who's got that squad? Let us know on Twitter, at NoDunksInc. I'm sure people are maybe letting us know right now. The Scream team is doing their job in the YouTube chat. You can hashtag NoDunks as well. Email in. And we like to see your selections, too. Again, either in the YouTube comments below this or on Twitter. What would you have selected in all five of these? I always think it's fun when you have to pick something new that we haven't, you know, selected in one of the five categories. You got to build another team there. So let us know. We always like reading those. That was a lot of fun. Again, it took a while, but we got there. JD, great work on this. A lot of production, a lot more production at least, goes into this one. So thank you so much for that. And we will see you guys next week. Don't worry, we'll be back as long as no more tropical storms roll through and knock down power lines. We'll be back with a couple fun podcasts for you next week. And get your emails in, nodunks@theathletic.com, or tweet them in again, at NoDunksInc. Clipper Bros?
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us. And remember, the best part of Halloween is when it's all over, breaking up your pumpkin and then burying it. And it comes back to life as dirt. Do it, everybody.
Embrace the day, people.
This is Halloween, 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 Halloween.